blaming each other for the demise of the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, signed by U.S. President Ronald Reagan and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev in 1987, when it was seen as a major arms control achievement. On his way to Australia today for his first official trip since being confirmed last month, U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper talked about the administration's treaty withdrawal decision.
Face it, Russia's been in non-compliance with that treaty for many, many years, going back to the Obama administration and maybe beyond that. So they have not been in compliance. We've been the only ones in compliance with the INF treaty. So and that's been recognized by not just us, of course, but by our NATO allies, by the NATO Secretary General. So it's about time that we were unburdened by the treaty and allowed to kind of pursue our own interests, and our NATO allies share that view as well.
Esper also raised the possibility the United States at some point could deploy conventional intermediate-range missiles in Asia, though he would not say where or when. Tens of thousands of pro-democracy demonstrators were back in the streets of Hong Kong today in another weekend show of civil defiance. There have been clashes with Hong Kong police who use tear gas. Some protesters, like Nathan Leung, are calling for escalating the confrontation with the city's Beijing-backed government with strikes.
We have been fighting for democracy for over 2 months. So it is now is a very key element that we need to stress that strike is a very powerful tool to win democracy.
There were protesters in the streets of Moscow today voicing their alarm at the way upcoming city council voting promises to be conducted. Opposition and independent candidates are largely being excluded. A Russian monitoring group says some 600 have been arrested today. A week ago, a similar demonstration was marked by 1,400 being taken into custody. From Washington, this is VOA News. The United States and the Taliban are holding an eighth round of peace talks today in Qatar. Officials say it is the most crucial stage of the negotiations designed to bring an end to the 18-year war in Afghanistan. Earlier this week, Suhail Shaheen, who speaks for the Taliban, told VOA the two sides are closing in on a draft text. He said, quote, "We have addressed all the major issues." Meanwhile, the United Nations reports there was a sharp rise in civilian casualties in Afghanistan last month. The UN says more than 1,500 were killed and injured in July, the highest total for any single month since May 2017. The lawyer who formerly represented Puerto Rico in the U.S. Congress has been sworn in to replace embattled Ricardo Rosselló as governor of the U.S. territory. But the island's political unrest continues. Reuters correspondent Gavino Garay reports.
Rosselló's office on Friday said attorney Pedro Pierluisi was sworn in as the U.S. territory's next governor, a move the island's Senate leader quickly blasted as, quote, illegal. Rosselló agreed to leave the office last month after hundreds of thousands of Puerto Ricans took to the streets demanding his resignation and condemning leaked profane messages by Rosselló and other officials. Rosselló had earlier picked Pierluisi to be Secretary of State, which also put him next in line to lead the island, after Interim Justice Secretary Wanda Vasquez said she didn't want to be governor.
That was Gavino Garay of Reuters. The United Nations Refugee Agency says the closure of three detention centers in Libya is good news, but it wants to know the whereabouts of those who are being held. Andre Mihecic is a refugee agency spokesperson who says more action is needed.
What we are calling on now is for an orderly release of all refugees in detention centers to urban settings, and we stand ready to provide these people with assistance through our urban programs that would include some form of financial assistance, medical and psychosocial support.
Military authorities in Sudan have arrested more suspects in the shooting deaths of protesters in the cities of El Obeid on Monday and Omdurman on Thursday. This week's demonstrations were sparked by demands for justice for all those killed and wounded in protests over the past 6 months. Sudanese rights activists say they also want the upcoming transitional government to ensure that justice is carried out for victims of sexual violence. India has deported a former Maldives vice president, Ahmed Adib, who was facing attempted murder and corruption charges at home. He's been accused of trying to assassinate then-Maldives president Abdullah Yameen in 2015. Adib reportedly tried to enter India's southern port of Tuticorin on Thursday aboard a tugboat. Gene Randall, VOA News.
VOA 1, the voice of America.